walk up there. But the Purim High, oh, it's a highway to heaven. Oh, we are walking up the King Highway. If you're not walking, start while I'm talking. Walking up the King's Highway.
God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. And we're thanking God for another Sabbath day in the School of Wisdom. Thanking God, we are the people of God. We are the sheep of His pasture. We hear the voice of God. We obey the voice of God, teaching us His commandments. And we're following the one that God has sent to teach us how to walk upright before God, how to live a holy life, how to please God. We're hearers of the word, and we are doers of the word. And we're thanking God. We follow our great prophet, who is an example to us in precept, by precept and examples. And we're thanking God for our great pastor of God's Covenant Church, teaching us the truth. And now I want to present unto you our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. Thank God. We're back in the School of Wisdom. Debbie, our announcements.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676. Now our pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God, another Sabbath day. Glad to be with you. Glad for this door of utterance. And we're going to talk about studying to show thyself approved. Before we get into that, Deuteronomy 4 and 6 says, keep therefore and do them. But this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. But what nation is there so great who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? We keep God's commandments, that is the doctrine of God. Yes. And we come forth wherever we are, here or there, that's what's set forth. Yes. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2 and 15. I was able to look at this scripture and I saw it in a way like I never saw it before. Study. Thank God. Deacon Franny?
Yes.
2 Timothy 2:15, what's it say?
Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
That's what we strive to do here.
Yes.
If you cannot rightly divide the word, you can't live it. Because you're don't have understanding of what you should do. So what do? Study yourself to show yourself approved. Study thyself to show yourself approved unto God. You need to study. We need to study our actions, the things we do. Rightly dividing God's word, rightly judging matters, rightly carrying out matters. Good judgment. Did I do that right?
Yes.
Read it again.
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
It's not necessarily talking only about studying the word, but study to show thyself. Study your actions. Study your demeanor. Make sure, am I really overcoming like I should? Did I really overcome that thing? Or is this just something in my imagination? Steady. In other words, check it out.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to Matthew's 3 and 13. Let's go there.
Yes, Pastor.
Scriptures of truth. As the Lord said, believe on me as the scripture hath said. So if the scriptures tell us something, we should believe according to the scripture and make sure that we're getting a good understanding of what the scripture is saying.
Yes.
Rightly dividing things. Yes. And not just reading it and straightway just go straight away and continue on the same way that we were, not understanding there should be an adjustment made here, if there need be, right? Matthew's 3 and 1.
3 and 1?
3 and 1, let's start there.
In those days came John the Baptist, preaching in the wilderness of Judea.
Isn't that beautiful? Preaching the word, setting things in order, because that's what God have his anointed to do, set things in order.
Yes.
And here, his plight was to baptize and to speak about what was to come. And every one of God's anointed is doing the same thing. Everyone is a forerunner. Everyone is.
Yes.
Read.
And saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
Now just think about it. Let's say, if you have repented, and you were already unto someone, you had no need to go to that gathering. Because that's what John was doing. Right now, we don't need to go to any revival. If you saved already, what are you going to revival for? If there is a revival, we need to be revived in the doctrine you're in.
Right.
But his job was to baptize and receive ones that's ready to live for God. They're ready.
Yes.
If you're ready, come to the supper.
All right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Come where the baptism and confess your faults.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
Read the 5th verse.
Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region round about Jordan.
What?
And were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins.
So in other words, if you're not ready to confess, what you coming for? Everybody see that?
Yes.
Why did Jesus go?
All right.
Yes.
All right.
It was time for confession.
Yes.
Now, it's just like you and I, or some here. Some grew up in the church. I don't care if you grew up. Some even taught school, classes. It don't make you saved. He said, as his custom was, he was brought up as his custom and went in on the Sabbath. Sabbath in red, because
yes.
That's
yes.
What he did.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
He asked him questions, but he wasn't. He didn't seem to be in any hurry to get saved. But here,
yes,
Pastor.
13th verse. What does it say?
Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized.
Now, what you be
him?
Baptized if you already get you a leader?
Right. That's right.
Anytime you're baptized unto that one that baptized you.
Yes, Pastor, yes. Yes.
That was. Lord, I don't think he went to John. I think that's a mistake because he was perfect.
No.
No. John was holding baptism for those that were confessing
their sins. Yes.
Their sins.
Go ahead.
And here comes Jesus.
Go ahead.
Yep. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
He said, well, he didn't say sin, he just said to be baptized. Well, it was all in one.
Yes, that's right.
But you will get baptized if you're already saved.
Right, that's right.
Who's baptized for?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Three.
Beautiful. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me.
You coming to me? Now, he's saying that here because the Lord had already revealed to him the one that comes and the dove remain, that's the one.
Yes.
And he recognized who he was a little before that.
Right.
I have need to be baptized of you.
Mm-hmm.
Because he knew the order. John was approved. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
And now Jesus is doing what was approved, mm-hmm. what was necessary.
Yes.
You know what that means?
Yes.
He said, suffer to be, allow this,
yes.
permit this.
Yes.
Because John said, wait a minute, you ain't. But he had to confess like everybody else. What?
Beautiful, Pastor. And Jesus answering said unto him, suffer it to be so now.
Permit this now, John. We got to go through this. Because in order to be approved of God, you got to go through the steps right.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't go through the steps right, you're going to be rejected.
Right.
Read.
For thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness.
What did John do?
Then he suffered him.
Oh, I'm going to allow this. But he didn't want to.
Right.
But in order to be approved of God, John had to do his job. Because the Lord said, no, you got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
We got to do all righteousness. Okay.
Yes.
And the Lord.
Yes.
He submitted. That beautiful what?
Beautiful. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were open unto him.
Mm-hmm.
And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove.
He saw the Spirit, because you can't see no Spirit, but this Spirit you saw, because it came like a dove.
Right.
He saw it descending like a dove. Now, if he saw it descending like a dove, he must have been already told that this is what was going to happen.
Yes.
I'm coming like a dove. Because he knew it.
Yes.
John didn't know it until he told John, the one that it remains, that's him. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighted upon him.
Lighted?
Lighting upon him.
Lightning.
Lightning upon him.
Yes.
And lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well.
When you are striving to show your works and your fruit approved unto God, heaven is happy. Rejoicing, you know what that is? That's here.
Yes. Thank God. Beautiful.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
When you get there, you don't need to be doing the rejoicing. You were there. You're one with God. The rejoicing is in heavenly places.
Yes.
When ones turn and submit to righteousness.
Yes.
But he said, when one sinner repenteth, they're rejoicing in heaven.
Yes. Right.
Now, you know why I know it's here? Because they don't know what's going on back here. So how are they going to rejoice?
Right. Right.
They don't know what's happening. When you leave here, you don't know nothing else what's going on here.
Right.
Like I said, they said, Lord, I need a weekend pass to see how my child doing. It don't work like that.
Right.
Or what do you say? A little furlough. Can I get a furlough? No, it don't work like that. So they cannot be rejoicing when we repent because they don't know what's going on.
Right.
So it's got to be in heavenly places.
Right.
We're the ones rejoicing when we see the fruits that come forth.
Yes.
What did John say? He was the groom. He rejoiced in it,
yes.
because of what he was doing. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Let's go to 13th verse. You read that, right?
Yes.
You read that in 17. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 2 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. We want to study ourselves
yes.
to show mm-hmm. ourselves
yes.
approved unto God.
Yes.
Study. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
You're reading the scriptures. Don't do this. Don't do. You're doing everything.
Yep.
And don't know that. It's talking about you don't do.
Right.
Am I doing this? That's what we ask ourselves as we go through. Am I doing this? Am I being pleased? Well, what's one of the first signs you find out?
Your brother.
That's who you can see, isn't it?
Yes.
So I'm going to ask God about it. He ain't answered me yet. He ain't going to.
That's right.
Not like you looking for it. The answer's right in front of your face. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 2 and 4, what does it say?
But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God.
Isn't that beautiful?
Which trieth our hearts.
So that's what our strive here. Not just the ones that were anointed, but to please God. What did it say? Not as pleasing men, but God, which try our hearts. What?
For neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness. God is with us.
Isn't that beautiful? Now, since I've been in the church, since pastor and teacher, some new Bishop Barfield, which one of God's anointed use flattering words to encourage or to help you grow? You don't use no flattering words. I'm trying to flatter you. I'm not going to tell you, you know you're wonderful and you're not. I don't tell you that. And I wasn't told that.
Right.
It was the truth.
Yes.
And we had to grow to accept the truth.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Got to grow in that and be comfortable with the truth. Regardless of where it comes, we have to grow there.
Yes.
What? Read.
Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of
we
others.
We don't seek glory from one another. That's vain.
Yes.
We want the glory to come from God.
Right.
We don't do things here to get a pat on the back.
Right.
And God's anointing never bought one's birthday, dinner, whatever reason, to be noted as being one that loved. Love is keeping God's commandments.
Yes.
Love is telling you the truth.
Yes.
Love is being there when you're supposed to be there.
Yes.
In every situation, whether it's judgment or whatever it is.
Yes.
That's what love is.
Yes.
Pastors always say, you can bake all the cakes you want. I can come to your house and eat your food and wipe my mouth, I'm gonna still tell you what's right.
Yes. Right.
It ain't gonna get you no comforting or get you something that's not programmed to give you.
Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Yes. Don't matter, you can't bribe.
Right.
You can't bribe God's anointing, you can't.
Right. Isn't
that beautiful? Read.
When we might have been burdensome as the apostles of Christ.
What?
But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children.
What?
So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you, not the gospel of God only,
what?
But also our own
souls.
That's
what leadership did. They bared to us how they ran their household. They told us they didn't have to be an example. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's what we strive to do here. Give you every example we can give you without telling you, well, you know what?
Yes.
I only got $5 in the bank. We try to give you everything we can give you without being over personal.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Everybody can be personal. Everybody is personal. But what I'm saying is God's anointing don't hold back and give you whatever you need.
Yes. Right.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
That's the way it's should be.
Yes.
And we study to be that way.
Yes.
What's right? Read.
Because ye were dear unto us.
Beautiful. Go ahead.
For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail, for laboring night and day, because ye would not be
chargeable
thank
God.
Any of you.
Mm-hmm.
We preached unto you the gospel of God.
Go ahead.
Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe.
That's among those that believe, because when you believe, you can see.
Yes.
It's not among just the saints, it's those that believe.
Yes.
Because you always got an eye that's carnal that can't see, whether it's your children or whatever.
Yes.
But it's those that believe. That's what's important. Isn't that beautiful? Because
yes.
They're the ones that's got to grow, not an unsaved person. Yes. Read. Yes.
As ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father doth his children.
Isn't that beautiful? I ain't never tried to act like no father. But that's who they are. That's who God's anointed are, like father.
Yeah,
that's right,
Pastor. That's
right. Now, I ain't never tried to exhort myself over anybody and treat you like a child. But you should act like a child.
Right.
Pastor and teacher never treated me like I was a child. But I act like one.
Yes.
I strove to. I believe I was able to do that.
Yes.
God told me he was pleased with my life.
Yes.
Through them.
Yes.
It ain't nothing I heard. It's through them.
Right.
And what Jesus heard, Jesus heard a voice. It was a voice he heard. It was through God.
Yes.
However God bring that voice, you want to be able to hear I'm okay. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Somebody would say, oh, you fine. Make sure that when they told you that they're fine.
Right.
Oh, you all right.
That's right.
One thing about pastor and teacher, they, especially pastor, he didn't give you too many words. But when he gave you one, you knew it had weight behind it. And so did teacher. But teacher was just like a flower. She was always able to encourage everybody. You would think everybody was saved the way she encouraged, but they weren't. But that was her gift. She could encourage you and exhort you. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Pastor, he was more reserved with that. And he didn't have to be forthcoming because teacher was there to do all of that, whatever was needed. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
But when he told you something, you could rest sure you earned it. Isn't that beautiful? Read.
That you will walk worthy of God who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. That
beautiful. He called us unto his kingdom and glory.
Amen.
Now let's think about it again. How many people on earth call like that? Many call, but few chosen. And many are called. We say, where are they? Only a few.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Going to seek.
Thank God.
Many will seek, because there were many was called, but won't be able. Thank God you're able, and you were able to say, yes, Lord. That's beautiful. Able to say it. Yeah. Now, you have to continue. Because he said, if you continue in my word now you're my disciple. It's a process. And along this process, the enemy's going to try to discourage you. You have to keep that in your mind, and you have to fight against that. Our job when we come here is to believe what is going forth. That's what you signed up for. An enemy's job is to get you off the track.
Right. Yes.
Or to make you not believe.
Right.
It's going to be some things told you. Before you leave here, are you going to yet believe? You going to yet trust God?
Yes.
That's what our plight is here.
Yes.
Thank God. Read.
For this cause, also thank we God without ceasing. Because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men,
what?
But as it is in truth, the word of God.
So when God's anointing is coming to you, you should receive it as the word. We should.
Yes.
And I do. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Now, you receive, as the Lord said, you receive the word. In some cases, don't you do as they do, but you do. You receive it and do it. And if you say, well, they ain't right, then don't do like they do, then do what you know to do right.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no excuse. Somebody's right.
Yes.
And if you don't know what to do, go to the one you know is right and get more correction on how to do this.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
Which effectually worketh also in you that believe.
It's only in the ones that believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we signed up for. Mind, erase everything out your mind and stay focused on what we believe.
Yes.
Leadership.
Yes.
You got to follow somebody.
Yes.
Leadership.
Yes.
Read.
For ye, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which in Judea are in Christ Jesus.
What?
For ye also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews.
What?
Who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets.
And that beautiful thing, how the Lord was so saved, he never got caught up in no race. He said, the Jews, their synagogue, the Jews went about to kill me.
What?
If I was on openly TV where everybody hear me say, these blacks, they're out to get me.
Mm-hmm.
They would call me racist.
What?
They called me everything but a brother.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right now, you a brother. Anybody brown, you a brother.
Mm-hmm.
If you hang out with a brownie or a black, you're a brother.
Mm-hmm.
When you say something like that, you ain't nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You a target.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes. Who both killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets.
What?
And have persecuted us.
Wait a minute. That lets you know. Let them get excited because somebody said they're a prophet. There's many prophets out there. Are they of God?
Right.
Go ahead.
And they please not God and are contrary to all
men. Contrary to all men. And we don't want to be that way. I believe in following the rules.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in running red lights unless it's 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Midnight, I'm going to work. Ain't nobody around. I'm not going to sit there. I'm going to cross that light.
Right.
And I tell any judge, you a judge.
Mm-hmm.
I judge the lead. Wouldn't you do the same? sit there at 3 in the morning, ain't nobody coming. No cars out there waiting on a red, green light. How silly is that? Go ahead.
Forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they might be saved.
What?
To fill up their sins always.
What?
For the wrath is come upon them to the uttermost.
What?
But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavor the more abundantly to see your face with great desire.
That beautiful, great desire working with the saints. Let's go to 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Let's read that again. Most people that say they read that, I'm going to get in the Bible. No, you need to get into your life. Study yourself. Get into your action. Get into your fruit. Go in your fruit basket and see how much fruit spoiled.
Right.
Show yourself approved. Because if your fruit spoiled, that means you can't rightly divide the word somewhere. Right. Oh, I thought I could walk on top of somebody's head and just laugh. Right. No. That's not the teaching.
No.
You got to right divide that.
Yes. Study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed.
So we don't want to be ashamed of the way we walk.
Right.
Of your life.
Yes.
And that's just, what did Paul say? There is therefore now no condemnation. When you ain't ashamed, you still, I ain't no condemnation in my life.
Right.
But if you can't say that, then you need to do something.
Yes.
Get it right.
Right.
I don't know what to do. You study yourself to show yourself approved. And if you still think you approve, show somebody you approve. Show God you approve. You ain't gonna show, well, you can't see God. You see somebody, say, you know, I wanna show you I'm approved. We'll show you why I'm approved. Show it to me. That's what we should be, striving to do that. Make sure that what we're doing is approved of God.
Yes.
What?
Rightly dividing the word.
Rightly dividing the word of truth. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1. Let's go there. 1 Thessalonians. Thank God. Well, if it's not beautiful, I know one thing is right. I mean, it's nice to hear it's beautiful, but yeah. 1 Thessalonians 4 and 1.
Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more.
Isn't that beautiful? Yeah. So if we want to please God, you're going to get the pattern from somewhere. There's somebody you got to mark, something you got to mark. You want to mark the scripture, but you cannot mark the scripture if you don't understand, so you get right division. I want to understand what this means. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
You read the second verse?
No, Pastor. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus.
Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful, yes.
1 John 4 and 20. Let's go there. Maybe somebody that's tuning in will have an ear to hear. We don't need to alter our dinner to supper just because we think somebody might be listening.
Right.
Supper's for those that strive to live for God. And when you're serving supper, if anybody hungry out there, they go eat it. Isn't that beautiful? When you're hungry, you're going to recognize that's some good food. Isn't that beautiful? So what is that? They ain't hungry. That means you fall up on some other preacher. They're going to keep moving. Say, oh, they've been on the website. They stopped in for 10 minutes. They were the only way to the other preacher. That's okay. 1 John 4 and 20, what does it say?
If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar.
Now, how plain is that? How plain is that?
Yes.
Now, you study to show thyself approved. How is that loving your brother if you slandering your brother? How is that love? Speaking ill, especially without a cause.
Right.
No cause. Because you don't like the way things maybe are done, or you feel like, I should be doing that. Study yourself. So who gave it to you? And how was it given? And on and on and on. Read.
For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen?
That's a true scripture.
Yes.
You can't do nothing with that. You need to study the word, because you must don't know what love means. That's not loving to speak ill of your brother and sister. That's not love. Right now, if any one of these saints get on the phone and call somebody and say, you know what, Sister Josie? In Sandiford, she like she got a spirit all the time. What you gonna say, Sister Josie? That's sad you don't know. That's slander.
Yes.
You should say, what you gossiping for? Why are you telling me?
Right.
You should tell her that.
Right.
See, that's how you, so ask yourself, is that what I do? Or you say, yeah, that's right. Or you say, what's the point? Now, that's nothing wrong when you're in a household. You say, oh, Sister Sanford saw something. Somebody say, you seen some strange things today.
Strange things.
Yep, pretty strange. But you're in the household. You're just coming home from service. You going home on the Sabbath, and you take your shoes off, and maybe you're one of your extensions fell on the floor. A couple of wigless and turn. See, we had a good time in the spirit. Everything was high. Brother Larry walked out, he had a piece on his head. I knew it wasn't his. It was high. We had a good time. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You just study yourself. That ain't no good time. That's out of order. Everybody rejoicing, and when we sit down, ones can't find their hair. And Brother Larry got it up. All these kind of things. All I'm saying is study and make sure that what we do here. Wait a minute. It's funny. But back in the days of pastor and teacher, we had once turned a bench over. Under the guise of being in the spirit. I just don't believe that was in the spirit, and not in leadership. That's why I don't believe it. Because you know, God don't act unseemly. God don't do that. I was so high in the spirit, I snatched my piece off. God don't act like that. I remember when pastor was preaching on the broadcast, and pastor was fervent in spirit. And this man was sitting there, my Lord, pastor had to start laughing. In the preaching. But the way he did it, the composure was, and he went right on back to preaching. Yeah. He looked down and started laughing. He said, you know. You ain't got to be so high in the spirit, you're snatching things, you snatch somebody's hair off. You ain't that. Come on. And then you go home all types. Woo, we had a time and day, didn't we? Did anybody find my piece? That's too much. I'm giving you an example, but you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean.
Yes, Pastor.
You go, is this my blouse? Thank God. Well, thank God. This is a very important point, because this is what goes on in these churches. Kicking off shoes, people go home with mixed Mac shoes because they're picking somebody else's shoes, stuff like that. All that kind of stuff. Come on. Study. Make sure that the actions we do is in line with the Spirit. You know? We don't want to just go overboard here. Like. You want to come to service and leave the way you came. You can't read. And this commandment, what?
Have we from him, that he who loveth God, love his brother also.
Love your brother also. Yes. Isn't that beautiful? Yes. Love. 5:1 says what?
Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of
so
God.
So if you really believe that, and this is what church goes, oh, I believe you, I'm born again. It don't work like that. If you really believe, now it's telling you what fruit you're going to bear. What does it say?
And everyone that loveth him that begat loveth him also that is begotten
so
of him.
So if you've been begotten of God, or you were begat by God, you like all those that have a mind to live for God.
Yes.
They're striving, as Paul said, the believers.
Right.
We don't got no issue with them. And when someone is striving, whatever they tell you, you should be able to take it if you've been begotten. Because it's for your good.
Yes.
Nobody think anybody have anything against anyone intentionally. But what happens is when we come here and the box opens up, we find out what's inside.
Yes.
And when we find out what's on the inside, let's get rid of it, acknowledge it, take care of it the right way, and move on. And we can say, now I've taken care of that.
Yes.
That's in the past.
Yes.
That's been approved. How do you know it's approved? Communication.
Yes.
Is that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Read.
By this we know that we love the children of God.
Wait a minute. So if you've been begat by God, by this is how you know that you love the children of God, because you love him that is begotten.
Mm-hmm.
What?
When we love God and keep his commandments.
What?
For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous.
Wait a minute, it's not grievous.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. In addition, you can find us on Pandora's podcast. Search and subscribe to God's Covenant Church podcast on Pandora. If you have any questions or concerns about this way, or questions about any scriptures, please text us at area code 323-388-5676, and we will strive to get you the answer on our program. Again, that number is area code 323-388-5676.